USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump says the United States and China are moving closer toward a trade agreement. And the New York Times reports that the fate of the Chinese telecom giant, facing criminal charges along with its chief financial officer, could be resolved as part of a final trade deal with Beijing.
China has the advantage of having many years of tremendous success at the expense of the United States. So they understand that. And I never blamed China for that. I blamed our past leaders. Our leaders have done a lousy job with trade. Our country lost $800 billion last year with trade generally. So the vice premier understands that. This same agreement should have been made 20 years ago, not now.
President Trump reacts to news that his friend, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, has been charged with 2 counts of soliciting sex from a prostitute.
Well, it's very sad. I was very surprised to see it. He's proclaimed his innocence totally, but I'm very surprised to see it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
R&B singer R. Kelly charged Friday with multiple criminal counts of sexual abuse of several underage victims. Attorney Michael Avenatti, who represents 2 alleged victims, calls Kelly a predator.
Girls that many would not listen to. Girls that came from very tough times and tough neighborhoods in many instances. These were the most vulnerable. And yet this predator, Mr. Kelly, preyed on them repeatedly.
Kelly is to appear in bond court Saturday in Chicago. California parents who pleaded guilty Friday to torture and child abuse could spend the rest of their lives in prison. Riverside County District Attorney Michael Hestron says that's a good thing for their children.
They have a zest for life and huge smiles, and I'm optimistic for them, and I think that's how they feel about their future.
David and Louise Troopin starved and shackled some of their 13 children to beds. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Robert Kraft, the owner of the NFL Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, is charged with soliciting prostitution at a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida, as part of a police sting operation. The 77-year-old billionaire businessman is just one of hundreds of people arrested during raids over the past 2 weeks. On CNN, USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan on what kind of punishment he could receive from the NFL.
Assuming that there is some kind of guilty plea or conviction, we don't know that yet. But if, in fact, and that's the end result, then Kraft would easily be fined and also suspended. History has shown perhaps 6 games and up to $500,000 fine.
Kraft's spokesman Aaron Salkin issued a statement categorically denying Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. No response yet from the NFL. A retired NASCAR legend will be getting behind the wheel again as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., who retired from full-time racing in 2017, has announced he'll compete at Darlington Raceway's Xfinity Series race on August 31st during that track's Southern 500 weekend. Dale Jr. ran the Xfinity race in Richmond last September and finished fourth. He said the big reason he's picked Darlington to race again was the track surface puts a premium on being smart and managing tires, and he says it's one of the few stops on the circuit that provides that challenge.
Fox News reports comedian Brody Stevens has died in what appears to have been a suicide. He was in The Hangover, Due Date, and The Hangover Part 2. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.